Welcome to the Cosmic Business Podcast. I'm Paula Crossfield, a Vedic astrologer, business coach, and CEO of Weave Your Bliss, a company with the goal to help a million spirit-led entrepreneurs build a cosmic business around their genius so that they can earn wildly well and bankroll the change they want to see in the world. A cosmic business is a new paradigm business that believes in collaboration over competition, building a business around your unique genius, aligning to the planets and your intuition, leading with your values, putting your health and the health of the planet first, treating people fairly, and building giving into your business model. Sounds fabulous, right? On this show, I will take you behind the scenes of my thriving multi-six-figure business, including strategy on closing more sales, nurturing your community online, plus astrological insights to optimize your business and life. We'll also feature conversations with spirit-led business owners, creatives, and changemakers to inspire you. I'm coming to you from our regenerative farm in rural Maine, my happy place, where we are currently creating space to welcome community for retreat and earth reconnection. Let's jump into the conversation. Hello, my friends. Welcome to this week's episode of the Cosmic Business Podcast. I'm Paula. I'm so grateful that you're here. One of the most frustrating things that can happen in business is when we create an incredible transformative offer and no one's buying. We are going to fix that in this episode, and I definitely recommend taking out a pen or a note-taking app so you can take some notes, as this is going to be a powerful episode to support you to make more sales. Before we jump in, I am so excited to announce the next round of the Cosmic Business Salon will be taking place starting April 22nd. This event features powerful conversations on building your values-based, health-centered, spiritually aligned, and financially successful business so you can bankroll the change you want to see in the world. And it's free. All you have to do is sign up at cosmicbusinesssalon.com or the link in the show notes to get access to all the conversations. I am so excited. I hope to see you inside. Okay. So when your offer isn't selling, it is vital to survey the situation and be deeply honest with yourself. Because if you've created a strategic and supportive offer for your ideal client, there may be another reason keeping sales blocked. We all experience slow sales, especially with a new offer. No matter how far along you are in business, it's totally normal. People need to be exposed to a new offer. They need to get to know it. They need to hear about it. It's said that you actually have to hear or be touched by someone and their offer 12 times before someone says yes. So it's totally normal to experience slow sales with a new offer. So what I'm going to share with you today is exactly what I use to get things moving for myself when this happens. So without further ado, here are 12 things to do when people aren't buying. The first one is breathe. There's always time to pivot. You can extend the launch. You can tweak things about the marketing. I even changed the name of something I was selling while I was selling it because of a lot of the questions I was getting from people. I understood that the title was confusing. So I just changed the name of it. So you can do anything like that. You can also poll your audience about their objections and create content based on that. It's never too late to save a launch that's not going the way you want. Okay. So breathe and just breathe in the confidence of knowing that you can shift. Number two is check in with yourself. And this is important because you need to see if there's something you don't like or that scares you about this offering. Are you promising to deliver too many things and it overwhelms you to think about the delivery? One thing I work on with my clients all the time is not throwing in everything in the kitchen sink into an offer and really thinking strategically about what are those things that someone actually needs to make the transformation. That could create an energetic block for you in sales because you don't actually want to sell the thing because then you have to deliver the thing. Same goes for any other aspect, the duration, the amount of meetings, if you're offering Voxer support, just really feel into if you feel energetically aligned to your offering completely. The third thing is to move the energy. move your body, do your spiritual practices, clean out the closet. I'm always cleaning stuff out during a launch or just before. I will like get rid of a bunch of books, clear out my closet because I want the energy and the prana to be flowing around me. You can also do practices like actually visualizing the people coming in. And I like to actually shift my energy from if there's any like worry or stress, I like to think about getting curious and sort of being like, who's going to join this offer? You know, like genuinely conjuring some curiosity so that you are receptive. Okay. It's super important. Number four is send out gratitude for those who have bought the offer already or for people who have paid you in the past for, you know, anything that's going well. If you feel proud of the offer you created, focus on that gratitude. Focus on three things you're grateful for whenever you get stressed or worried about your sales. Gratitude is magnetic. It is scientific that it rewires our brain. So it is a medicine and a remedy for us. So number five is to help someone else. This is so, so, so important. So many times we can get caught up in why me? Why is it going this way? I wish more people would help me or pay attention or buy or sign up or whatever. In that energy of that, we're kind of deflating. And it's really valuable to actually just reach out and help someone else. What we're doing is we are increasing the energy and the flow around help in general as a concept. So if you feel like you're in a helping profession and your offer is really there to help someone else, you can start the energy flow in this new offering by helping someone else. So what does that look like? That means giving a referral or inviting someone to be on your podcast that you'd love to have a conversation with, giving an opportunity to someone else. In doing that, you're helping yourself. Okay. Super important. Number six is to check in with your message and what is resonating with your clients. So look at what your best performing content has been. I know for myself, I have a program called Heal Your Money Karma. When I started talking about money karma, it was magnetic. People were freaking out. They were commenting. They were asking questions. They were sharing things that I wrote. And I know that's a really powerful topic for people. So I decided to actually name my program Heal Your Money Karma. Originally, it was called Cosmic Cash Flow. And to make the program really geared towards a process for healing your money karma, right? So I was listening to my audience. I saw what they were responding to and I amplified that. So that's also important in a launch to notice like you're pulling in an ideal world, you're pulling several threads that are really important for someone to understand in order for them to say yes to your offer. So you're dealing with objections. You're dealing with things that may keep them from buying. Like if they need to understand one thing or have made one step forward in the process before they join, you're dealing with that in your content. You're dealing with that in a workshop or some kind of conversion event. So you want to make sure that message is solid. You may want to ask a colleague or a coach to help you look over your message. So I did a podcast episode all about the message, what it is, what it looks like. So definitely check that one out if you haven't seen that. But it's important that your message is really streamlined and moving in the direction of your offer and that everything you say is moving people in that direction. Number seven is get into DMs and send invites to people you'd love to work with. Connection is so important that we are connecting one-on-one with people. So many people nowadays will put out an offer and then they'll just go on social media, whether that's Instagram or LinkedIn or Facebook or whatever, YouTube, and they'll just talk about the offer maybe once, which is a mistake. Like I said, you've got to talk about it many, many times, then expect people to convert from there. And this is a mistake. The most important step is often missed, which is connecting one-to-one. So if you know how to identify a lead, which is super important, it's something I teach inside the Cosmic Business Lab, this will help you to know who to reach out to. So these are ideal clients. They're people who've maybe had a sales call and not purchased. They've purchased in the past. They comment on your stuff. They send you DMs. They show up on your lives. They send you emails. They respond to your emails, right? You know, they've been on your list for a while. They've bought or signed up for your freebie, right? These are people who are potentially ideal clients. And so if you can identify who those ideal clients are, those are the people you want to get in DMs and talk to. The most conversions I've had are from conversations I've had in the DMs. So do not skip this step. If you are doing a launch and you have not been talking to people, that is where you should start. Our next tip for what to do when people aren't buying, number 8, is send more emails featuring the offer. Email is the most powerful place to convert sales. Most people there have been in your audience for a little while, so they are warmer, okay? Email is perceived as being a private space that someone's letting you into, and that's why we should be so grateful and so respectful each time we send out an email. That being said, people understand that you are a business and not a charity. You're not writing emails just to entertain them. You have a sales offer in mind, and they know that. So occasionally, you can amp up the emails during sales periods, but give an opt out. So just make sure that you are allowing people to click and opt out. And that will help you as well, because you'll feel more free to send things because you're giving people the opportunity to skip the sales period of emails. Okay, so next is use CTAs, calls to action. Are your next steps clear in every post you post, in every email you send? Do you have message discipline where you are only talking about that one thing during a sales period? A launch or a sales period is usually a week to 3 weeks long, sometimes longer. Ideally, you want to keep it 2 to 3 weeks. I like 3 weeks because it's spacious, especially for a higher ticket offer. If you're doing sales calls, you may want even more time because it takes a while to get people to sign up for calls, then have the calls, and then make the conversions. During that period, you are only talking about that offer. So you're exposing people to one offer. There may be tiers in that offer. There may be an upgrade version, but you really want to keep your message straightforward and to the point. You do not want to confuse people because the confused mind doesn't buy. Every single thing you put out during this period, like I said, it should have that message discipline so that it's clear. Like when I was selling Heal Your Money Karma, I was talking about the importance of understanding your finances. What happens? What is possible if you use a system like an envelope system to keep track of your finances? How does mantra help you to change your mindset? What are the tools that you can use? What are the things that you can, shift in your mindset that can help you with your money, right? All those things led people to Heal Your Money Karma as a solution. Does that make sense? I hope it does. On that message discipline, we also then have telling people what to do next discipline, which is that CTA, call to action. So that means, for example, on Instagram, you have stories every day that are talking about the offer and have a link to send people to sign up, and you're telling them to sign up. You have a highlight that explains the offer and that tells them what to do next. You're posting reels or doing lives, answering frequently asked questions and talking about topics that lead people to the offer. That is like your plan during a launch. You may be having lives with colleagues who have similar audiences and they're hosting you. And they're sharing your message with their audience, which you can talk about an allied topic that leads people to the offer and share something of value and then pitch the offer to their audience. These are things that you can do to help keep that message discipline. And I just am talking about Instagram, but on email, it's the same, right? You can have informative emails that are helping people understand the things they need to know to get them to the offer. And you can pitch and say, here's what you do next. If you want to go to the next level, here is the next step. Number 10 is it time to add a bonus? So is there some kind of urgency? Are you telling them when doors close for this offer? Or if there's an early bird price, when does that end? Is the offer limited in some way? Like, are there only so many spaces? You can add another bonus to kind of help with that urgency, right? You can say, like, if you sign up now, you'll get a free one-on-one session with me or whatever it is to help move the offer forward. Number 11 is, have you painted a picture to help them see what's possible if they say yes. Basically, you're showing them after transformation what it looks like, whether it's sharing testimonials or case studies of previous clients who've had that transformation, or your own experience, your own story, if you're helping people with something you've done for yourself. This is super important. You can also tell a story showing what is possible when you get to the other side. So for example, with Heal Your Money Karma, one thing that I talked about that was really powerful for people is how I can go make purchases feeling guilt-free. I know that I have enough set aside in a specific envelope, for example, to get my haircut. I go in, I have my $100 for my haircut and $25 in this envelope, in a digital envelope, set aside the $25 for the tip, and I just pay for it. And I don't have to wonder if I have enough money in my bank account because every dollar is accounted for. So I paint that picture of me going in and making a purchase of some kind that's already been allotted. It's a really powerful thing because a lot of us stress out about money and we think like, oh gosh, am I going to be able to pay off my credit card bill this month? Or is this going to cause me to not have enough money to pay my mortgage or my rent, right? So we don't have to make those decisions. If we can see the future where we have it all planned out, then it gives us motivation. So whatever that looks like for you and for your audience, share what that transformation looks like. Okay. And number 12 is, have you asked for referrals? So ideally, you want to have done this early on in the process, but you can do this at any point. You want to make sure that people know how to identify a lead for you. Like, what are the things about them that make them particularly a good fit for your offer? What might they be saying? Where might they be in their journey in life? And then specifically, directly ask if they know somebody who fits that, and will they connect you with that person? This is one thing, especially female entrepreneurs have difficulty with, is asking directly for the referral. Instead of being like, if you know anyone who fits this, let me know. That's a really weak way to address getting a referral. You can be direct and say, does anyone come to mind who fits this ideal person that I shared with you? And wait. And if they say, oh yes, you know, my friend so-and-so, then say, will you connect me with them this week? By, you know, sharing a text or sending an email with both of us on there and introducing us. Be really direct and clear with your ask, and you'll get better results. So I hope these 12 tips were helpful. They kind of blew your mind because this is magic right here. This is like where the rubber hits the road and what determines who sells their stuff, especially the first time around, versus who doesn't. And if this is interesting to you and you want to go deeper, make sure to consider the Cosmic Business Lab, because I teach all kinds of things around marketing, how to do a conversion event, how to pick a channel that's going to be aligned for you. There are so many things inside there. How to write a really skillful sales page. I walk you through my process and I give you a template to use. Like, there's so many powerful tools inside the Cosmic Business Lab that will help ensure your success when you're selling. And also, if you don't feel like you have a strategic message, I will guide you there as well inside and help you do ideal client research, really figure out your niche, and create a winning offer that helps you to make the income that you really desire. You also get access to that Heal Your Money Karma program inside the lab. You can sign up for Heal Your Money Karma separately. You get 6 months of live calls with me. But you also get all of that if you join the lab. It's really an incredible offer. It's all of my tools, and I would love to see you inside there. I hope to see you in the summit as well. Make sure you go to cosmicbusinesssalon.com, sign up for this free series of talks about creating your values-based business. And I hope you have a wonderful week, and we will see you next time. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Cosmic Business Podcast. We hope it was inspiring for you. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and leave a review for us so other spirit-led entrepreneurs can find out about us. I want to thank Team Podcast for production support on this podcast, as well as the musicians of the music that we're listening to now, Alexis Georgopoulos and Jeffrey Cantu Ledesma, from an album Fragments of a Season, which you can check out wherever you listen to music.
I hope you have a wonderful day, and I look forward to connecting with you on a future episode.